It can be hard to navigate your way around South Korea. Even longtime residents sometimes need maps and GPS when they head out the door. It's due to a century-old street address system that's based on neighborhoods and numbers. Well, now the government in Seoul is trying to make giving directions a little bit easier. It's introducing a new address system. But as Jason Strother reports from Seoul, a part of Korea's history may be disappearing.
Around lunchtime, calls start coming in to the Yonghwa-ru Chinese restaurant. Mr. Han takes orders over the phone for his takeout and delivery place. The delivery men check out street maps pinned up all over the wall before heading off on their motorbikes. Han says finding the customers can be pretty tricky, especially for new drivers. We start off by sending them to nearby places, really simple directions, he says. Once they get familiar with the area, then I send them farther away. Han says it's tough at first, but after a while, you memorize the addresses. Korea's address system is modeled on Japan's. It assigns addresses chronologically instead of geographically. In other words, buildings are numbered according to when they were built, not where they are located on a street. Directions here usually include a list of landmarks. Maps are often printed on the back of business cards. But this complex system will soon be a thing of the past. This commercial introduces viewers to Korea's new address system. The government says it'll make it easier and quicker to order takeout, send packages, and get help in case of an emergency. The new system is more like in the West, using a building's number, street name, and city. The government will permit dual usage of the old and new systems until December 2013. After that, the old system will be abandoned. Not everyone here is so pleased with the change. Some of the strongest opposition comes from Buddhists. Monks at Seoul's Joge Temple petitioned the government to hold off on the new system. I spoke with Togyung outside the temple. In our country, there are areas and roads that are closely related to Buddhism, he says. We're protesting because the new address system is renaming some of those places or getting rid of their names altogether. We feel like we're losing our heritage. He says the monks don't oppose the new system in general. They just want the streets and neighborhoods with Buddhist names to be left alone. Officials at South Korea's Ministry of Public Administration and Security, the agency in charge of the new addresses, declined to be interviewed, but a spokeswoman said that the ministry is still working out the kinks in the new system. Beyond the monks, many other Koreans aren't so sure if Western-style building numbers will make their lives any better, even those you might think would benefit from the new system. Taxi driver Hong Jae-do punches an address into his dashboard-mounted GPS navigator. He says he's still waiting for maps with the new addresses to come out. I haven't started using the new system yet, so I can't be sure if it really will make a difference, Hong says. But even when the maps do come out, I'll still use my GPS to find where my customers need to go. Yeon Il is the 70-year-old owner of a tea house located on a small alley in one of Seoul's busy tourist neighborhoods. She says she's glad to see the old system go, but she's also not yet convinced. She says, the old address system did make it hard for people to find my shop. They sometimes walked right by it. But there are so many small alleys in this neighborhood and all around the country. If people couldn't find what they were looking for under the old system, she says, they probably won't be able to find it now, no matter what numbers appear by the front door. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.